are your people. Thus,
okay. A couple of time for today. This is a short one. We've spoken about that you see somebody doing something wrong. You're not meant to tell anyone about it unless you see somebody is a stomach musher. Somebody doesn't keep anything that doesn't care about it. But he says, I'm not going to go back to tell you about why I wrote earlier. He says, even though I've already told it to you, he's not going to say something which he sees a lot of people being nishal in it, and therefore he wants to stress the point. You see, sometimes people have bad midas. For instance, they're haughty or they get angry. Or some other bad midas. And it's definitely a bad thing to have bad midas. It's not a good thing. But you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to tell other people about it. Why? Because people don't realize that bad midas is a bad thing sometimes. So you can have sometimes even Bali Toyo, who somehow have bad midas, because they don't view bad midas as a bad thing. And therefore, if you would know about it, he would be, if you would know the severity of the thing, he would indeed not act that way. And therefore you've got no right to tell people about that this person has bad midas. We'll see within a minute, that's we mentioned that somebody doesn't care about midas, you're allowed to tell, allowed to be mizalz, or him, you're allowed to embarrass him, you're allowed to tell other people about him. That's only somebody's being over an issa which he knows is also, and he's doing it willfully. But here, a person, the reason why he has these bad news, he doesn't realize how severe it is. He thinks it's just something which good people are behaved, but it's not true. Because he meant to, had he been known how bad it was, he would have behaved otherwise. So maybe since it's something like that, you've got the right to tell other people. Of course, you do have to do a chiyuv to chiyuv al mishpacha. You do have to tell him how that's not the right way to behave. That's between you and him, and not between other people. It's very interesting. Be'emayim Chaim at the bottom, he says, but to say somebody's in a captain, if it's true, and I know I would say even in front of him, that's okay. Captain, what's a captain? Captain means a person is very straight in the box. I mean, he is not, he keeps mamish to what's meant to be, and he's not willing to be, I don't know, flexible a bit. Yeah, I'm saying rigid is maybe not a right thing to say, but
stand
on his right. But this is principle, a very principled type of guy, what we would have called in our days a yekka, right? A person who's a yekka, you know what a yekka is? What I am. The person who's been brought up very straight and narrow, that's how it's meant to be, and if I tell you a time, you come on a time, etc., etc. So, why is that okay? She says, because there's nothing wrong with being that. Just, he says, that it's not kedai to say it to people. Why? Because very often, if a person starts speaking, another person's going to answer, you say he's a yeki, or you say he's a captain. I remember when he used to be dead angry, and he's been working on his midas, and that's why he's like he is now. So it's best that even if something is true and there's nothing wrong with being what it is, it's best not to start talking about other people's what you think are either strainers, not strainers, to other people. So that was that part. Certainly he says that you're not allowed to be machzik this person as a rosha. And again, he asked at the bottom, he asked in Be'emayim Chaim, it says, the person says, it says in the Gemara Taimis, they call them sheish, and others upon him, they like to call him a rosha. Others upon him is some braziness, some type of stubbornness that makes him react in a very negative way. And he says, you're allowed to call him a rosha. I send you a midero. In the midero, we said you're not allowed to view the person as a rosha because of that. He says, Azaz Ponim is such a bad midero, you're allowed to. Azaz Ponim is somebody who who is such a brazenness to him, you're allowed to call him Rosh. But other mitzvahs, not even this, he says you have to be very careful on where you, when you can, when you can't do.
What example?
The example I was upon him, I was trying to think myself of one. I know a very, very, probably not a lot of mice on this, but if I see somebody, an example we said yesterday, I see somebody talking during the Rosh Hashanah, and he, just an example we said yesterday, and I say, it's Rosh Hashanah, and he brazenly continues speaking with a zilzal for somebody who told him that. That seems to be Azaz Ponim. It seems to be like some brazenness when you know it's wrong and you're brazenly ignoring what you've been told. So it's come from a certain stubbornness, which is
he believes it's not wrong.
It's not just knowing it's wrong. I've got Yitzhak over doing Havira. People have Yitzhak over Havira, but a certain brazenness that I don't care. Who are you, Bechlau?
I don't mind if there's another person.
Yeah.
So that kind of person you can embarrass in public?
That's what it says. So you can. But for Mr. Rose says, even that, you have to know exactly the exact crossing for it. It's not halakha l'maisi, because although the Gemara is coming from the Gemara says clearly, he says to know when a person has Azaz Ponim or not. When a person has a
public embarrassing or just telling more than somebody?
No, if he's a Rosh, you're allowed to say he's a Rosh. Azaz Ponim is done brazenness that I don't care what other people are feeling or thinking. I'm going to do what I feel is right, even though it's wrong. But halakha l'maaseh, something does come out, and it says very in here, is even if we're saying you're not allowed to tell other people about it, other people have midas rois, we say you're not allowed to be mevazeh, you're not allowed to tell other people, but you're allowed to tell your mishpacha not to have anything to do with it. Because l'maaseh is midas rois. And it affects the children, it affects the mishpacha, so you're allowed to tell the mishpacha that whether that person's got gaiva or kas or other midas rois, or is a batlan, you're allowed not in. No, you're allowed to tell your children or your talmidim to tell them don't have anything to do with him, because I'm doing this to tell Ellis, and I don't want my kids to be infected by them, so therefore it's okay. One second, let me just finish off what he's saying, then we take the questions. But he says, even in this, you should tell them that why I'm doing it. I'm telling you not to have connection with him, not because I want to say lots of karma, but because I don't want it to be affected to you. And the same as with Shidduch, and the same idea, somebody wants to find out about Shidduch, right? So you have to make these inquiries, you have to find these inquiries. So again, you have to, okay, we'll talk about Shidduch maybe tomorrow. But for now, you're allowed to tell your kids not to have any shaykhs with him, but you should say why. You should tell them why you don't want to have shaykhs with him, in order that they shouldn't say, hey, what's going on? First of all, why are you embarrassing? Talking to Lashon Hara. Not so some schizophrenic. Last time you told me Lashon speak Lashon Hara, now you are talking to Lashon Hara. Make up your mind. Tell them, no, I'm doing this to tell us. I don't want my kids to be influenced badly by these people. Therefore, I'm telling you that this person has a bad middle and you shouldn't be together. Yes, quick questions.
It's not really the problem. So if I know that somebody in a shul is, he's a very good person, but he's got her. Somebody comes in and says, hey, whose car is that double ball? That guy over there. And I say to him, you shouldn't wave over there. Don't go in like this. Go over and go back. This guy might fly over. I know my family, but I'm just telling him, if he goes over with that attitude.
Why did you have to add that one line? Why don't you just say that? Don't speak nice. Speak nice, he says. People don't like it when people come. You don't need to make it personal.
Okay. So I'm thinking you don't preempt him from saying, don't go to him that way.
See, most times you can do it in another way. But, we're going to learn tomorrow about Shidduchim is, we'll see. So we're starting a new sugya about what happens if you're in the middle of the meal and Shabbos comes in and you have to carry on. Right. So we're going to learn the Gemara and then the Gemara to learn some riff. Remember what the riff was at the back?
Yes.
We have some professors and the Gemara, get it clear, and then we'll learn the riff. Well, we, but you'll do it first. Dafkos, hey, Amad Aleph. There were two Talmidim of Rav. At the end of the Torah, it's respectable, no quite two Talmidim of Rav. What were the names of the last Talmidim of Rav that we had? No, Talmidim of Rav, anyone remember? Bruno Rav Chanana. Bruno Rav Chanana, that was Rav Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. Now we moved on to Rav Kuf. Right? That was Rav Kuf Gimel. Now Kuf A, another two Talmidim of Rav. Rav Hamnuna, no, lost the place. Sorry, Rav Chanania Bashlamia, the Talmid of the Rav. They were Talmid of the Rav. Rav Chanania Bashlamia, the Talmid of the Rav. Oh, it doesn't say who they were, sorry. Rav Yosef is also, they were sitting at a meal. And Rav Hamnuna Saba was being mishamish then. Amulei. Rav Hanania, three lines from the top of the office. Yeah, Rav Hanania, Rav Shlami, Rav Tamid, Rav Rav. Rav Yosef, Rav Sudota. You see where we are? Kufay Al-Dash. 105.8. Three lines from the top. Rav Hanania, Rav Shlami, Rav Tamid, Rav Rav. Rav Yosef, Rav Sudota, Rav sitting in the meal. Rav Alayu, Rav Hamnuna Saba. And Rav Hamnuna Saba was being mishamish them. Amulei, he said to him, Zil Chodi, please have a look if it is already time for Kiddush. If it is, Nafsik will stop. We'll stop the meal. We'll clap the table. Then we will then be Kiveya Shabbos meal. We'll start the meal again. And says Rashbam, what do you mean by we'll stop the meal? Says Rashbam, this is Rashbam, third line up in the narrow lines. Shabbos. And it was the meal was slipping out. Right, anyone know chashecha means in a shmoshes or night? Chashecha. Has anyone got a uriah for that? Whether it means in a shmoshes or night? Cholios, at the moment you don't have any rice, you're cholios. They were eating until it got time for Kiddush. What does that mean? Night as in Tzitzit Kechavim? Or does it mean Shkir? What does it mean? We're very similar. Once upon a time we had the same discussion on Daf Kol. What did Kiddush Aleim Hayoyim mean over there? Rav Bamda said, yeah, you're saying we made a shmosh. How do you know it's made a shmosh? The Ram there said, the Ram over there said, when we learned to them, they meant made a shmosh, because they carried on in the Gemara there carried on, he said, you can eat ad she techshach. So if already it was ready night, then what's here? Rabbi Yosi said, you can continue eating until it gets dark. Ad she techshach. So there was mashma, that could be some aleph, was mashma that Kiddush Aleim Hayoyim means bein hashmosh. Right? So we have to remember, we have to keep ourselves connected with everything we've learned before. And again, let's try and remember. There the Gemara said, Nechabur Shem Esubim, they were eating with Kiddush Aleim Hayoyim. So, Machloik is a Buddha and the Chomer. Buddha said you have to have a break. right? You have to have a break. To be a builder, a break. See, I'm a beichel b'heilach. How can you walk alchet tefsach? The Peder Ran, what do you mean alchet tefsach? You need even longer than that. Says the Ran, no, because a builder means you have to stop as soon as it gets to finish muscle, it gets to skier. And the Rashi is saying you need longer. You need even after that, right? So that was what we saw then.
They're in Vanish Mushrooms.
Right. That was what we saw then. So it's important to remember that, because that was up to faith. And now we have very similar again. So again, when it's in Dafkavei, that they're eating, and they wanted to know if it is
the
Maktish Yuma. What Maktish Yuma? Is it night, or is it Skia?
Wasn't back there Mushrooms Skia?
Yeah. Why do you think it was Mushrooms Skia?
Because they were in Vanish Mushrooms.
There again, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, the Rambam says. That's how it was then after Beis Nadalit. Right? Yossi, you're masking. You're not masking. Again, they had to be masking.
I'm not masking.
The Gemara there, if you read the Gemara there, that's Kuf Beis. Go back to Kuf Beis, because that's what you had before. If you go in Kuf Beis Nadalit. Pnei Chavu, Sheherich Nim, Shemitzubim, Vekidish, Aleim, Hayur. The Kiddush Aleihem doesn't tell us what Kiddush Aleihem meant, but if you see Aleihem, Oichel v'Hoylech, what are these next words he says? I don't know what you thought. Just say another word. Or retort. There you go. That's an improvement. But what does it say first of all? Ashetesh means that you're talking about before that.
Right.
So Kiddush Aleihem must be an earlier time. Must be skier. If Yossi says you can eat until nightfall. Now what we were taught at the time was the Ran said only till nightfall. You have to eat all night. So yeah, Nachlami, he means all night. But just since if you just said already at skier you have to stop. So he said no, you can keep going even after skier until it starts. But the words of Shetetzach, definitely mean until night.
Not dark yet. It's already dark.
Means that you don't know that before, when it wasn't dark. Because otherwise, what do you mean? Ad Shetetzach.
They're asking about...
Right. So then what does he mean by Ad Shetetzach? To say that.
Right.
He didn't say Ad Shetetzach. It could mean he means that also. But what did he say? Until nightfall. I'm already talking about until nightfall. If you'd also been talking about until nightfall.
Right.
You were talking about Shkia. And he was saying that you're allowed to eat longer than that until nightfall. Now he could say he means even after nightfall. Well, that could also be. But one thing is clear that Rav Yehuda was being there before that. Right? So we have a Gemara according to the Ram. From the Akhbizda. Kiddush Aleihem means what?
You're in banishment.
Kiddush Aleihem means skier king. Very napkamina for what has to you. Means skier king. After skier is banishment. That's how it works. So skier king. Venice Russians is the time between Skia and Physical,
right.
Third time. So we're at Skia, that's what we're talking about, we're at Skia. And the Yoshi said, don't stop now, you can keep going. Till when? Till it gets night. Yeah, till it gets night. That if we had read the Gemara that way. Now, look, if you remember when we learned after Beis, sorry for putting us back to the beginning, what we learned at the beginning of his Zman, but what we learned, we all had a problem what the Rashbam wanted there. Remember the Rashbam there says, two shot in what Rav Yossi was saying, Oichel v'Hoylech. Do you remember? Have a look. Rashbam there says, what do you say?
Keep eating until a certain point or keep eating indefinitely?
What does he say? Yeah, fine, what do you say?
He said the dog was just a country.
You're all like elucidating what he says. What he says. What he says is that Asher said, I'm oichel erev means until you finish the meal. All from it gets dark. The Gracie, the Rashbam wasn't good at Asher Tessa. He didn't have that good at Asher Tessa. He said, just oichel erev. Oichel erev meant what? Oichel erev meant either until you finish a meal, or not like you said that you have to stop your meal once it gets dark. I'm saying you can eat even after it gets dark. According to the Rashbam, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said you have to stop? At which stage did he say you have to stop? According to Rashbam, I don't know if he means skin anymore. Maybe he meant the dark. Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to keep eating once it gets dark. So when the Kuntz of Yudha is Kiddush Shalom Ayoyim,
that's good. But if you said after dark, then you might have said
Ezra. I said the Kuntz of Yudha, and Rashi said, they allowed to continue eating even after it's dark. And what did Rabbi Yudha say? We don't know what Rabbi Yudha said. Maybe Rabbi Yudha said, you're allowed to eat until it gets dark. And if Rashi means you're allowed to eat from when it gets dark. Then I don't know what dark means. Does dark mean skill? Does dark mean night? I don't know. According to the Rashbam, we don't know anything. What's Kiddush Hayom? Skill, night? I don't know. Everything's open. According to the Ran, it's Mukha. Because the Ran says that if you said you're allowed to eat until, if you said you're allowed to eat until it gets dark. What do you mean you're allowed to eat until it gets dark? If you also said you're allowed to eat until, but then you have to stop. So, what do you mean until it gets dark? Oh, must be if it is an earlier stage. If it is that you have to stop eating at a certain time, and if it is that you're allowed to continue eating until it gets dark. That means if it must be saying that you have to stop eating at an earlier time. When's the earlier time? It must be Shkia. So going to the round, we have a clear Gemara what Kiddush Aleihem Hayom means. Kiddush Aleihem Hayom means Shkia.
Doesn't it happen in
skin?
Has to. Because
you have to stop eating the Shabbos. No.
You don't have to
stop
eating
the Shabbos. Unless you do. But why does that mean I have to stop eating my meal? Why does that mean I have to stop eating my meal?
Because you have to stop by Shabbos.
Is it the right or the Rabbanon? Is that it to the right or the Rabbanon?
It's
something the right.
Something
the right? Sure. To eat after night is it in the right?
No, something the right to the Shabbos.
Why must you stop? He's the right to keep the Rabbanon. Why must you stop?
Why must you stop?
No.
That's not big for him.
According to Yehuda, there's a din the Rabbanon saying you're not allowed to eat after Shabbos again. That's din for them. Where's this din the Tariq mentions? You're not allowed to eat once you have to make Kiddush. Once it's time for Kiddush. There's no such mitzvah. No halacha mitzvah in Sinai, no mitzvah. It's a pure Rabbanon. Even now, I'm supposed to steer to Eunuch to you when it's time for Kiddush. Because he holds it in the Rabbanon that your Shabbos meal has to start the covered Shabbos. And when you start your meal, it has to be the covered Shabbos. You can't eat a weekday meal straight into Shabbos. Come Shabbos, get some. Yeah, Mr. Rabbanon, sure.
What about Eunuch?
It's not Eunuch. Anyway, it's only the Eunuch is also in the Rabbanon, but it doesn't matter. It's also the Rabbanon. So we could possibly have a machlekes here. In the Ram, we know Kiddush Aleihem Hayom means what? If you're holding, you're not allowed to eat once the time for Kiddush arrives, which I love my mate, that's what we hold, right? Once the time for Kiddush comes, you know what do we hold? We don't catch the table, but what do we do?
Well, it's
not allowed to eat. So what time are you not allowed to eat? You're not allowed to eat from Shkia, or you're not allowed to eat from Tisha Kisok? According to the Ram, it's clear. Shkia. Why? Because he said the Kuntz Reb Yehuda, Shkiddush Aleihem Hayom, right? And he said the Kuntz Reb Yoisi, you're allowed to continue eating Ad Shetesha. That means Reb Yehuda was before that time. So according to the Ram, it's of course an unwriting of course, according to Reb Yehuda and according to Shmuel and Wipaskin, come Ben Ashmashas, you have to stop eating. The sign is that that's Mukhaf is going to everyone. So now, if we learn that there are Spanner and Dafkuf Beis, there are Spanner told us, Now, there was never such a gift as a Pesach. It didn't exist. The Beis never says you're allowed to continue eating until nightfall. He says either you're allowed to continue eating until you finish your meal. Or he says you're allowed to continue eating after nightfall. After Pesach. He never said ever that anything that Shkia or Tzitzchok. He just said, now that what you're telling me you're not allowed to eat, I'm not telling you you're allowed to continue eating after that time. So maybe it could be the Tesach, maybe means Shkia. Or maybe Tesach means it's a good of him. We don't know. So it could be a good or a small or small you have to continue eating until night.
Why would they add Shetesh? Why would they add Ad Shetesh?
They didn't have that gift.
But it's here. I mean, who added it?
Machlekes. The Ran had that gift and Rashbam didn't.
They wouldn't add that to make him equal to Rabbi Yehuda.
No, different good choice. Pure different good choice. Our gift of a Gemara, obviously, was based on the opinion of the Ram.
Maybe to clarify that Rabbi Yossi goes further than Rabbi Yehuda.
Further.
No, relative to Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, Matkin, but the Rashbam clearly didn't have that gear, because he doesn't say Adi means Mishat Tefshach.
So even without that gear, so they have to be, if you're bringing in two opinions,
Yeah, and definitely Rabbi Yehuda says you're longer than Rabbi Yehuda says.
So
the sign is when Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop. Did you view that they have to stop at Shkia, and if you're saying you're allowed to go on after Shkia?
Right.
Or did you view that say you have to stop at night,
right,
and if you're saying you can go in even after night?
No.
Or did you view that say you have to stop at Shkia, and if you're saying you're allowed to go on after Shkia even after night? So we don't know. It's up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
In the Ranis before us, in the Rashbam, we don't know at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What does the word Chasicha mean? Shkia, night.
He just quoted Rafi quoted for class the Mishnah in B'mam Lekin Suffolk Hashecha Suffolkena Hashecha in
Masrek.
So there, just from that lesson, it's clear that when you use Hashecha there, it obviously means Shkia.
No, it's just the opposite.
Why is it just the opposite?
Because Sabbath Hashem means that don't know if it's night yet.
I don't know. Either it's Hashem, which is the doubtful time, or...
No, that's something in doubtful. What does Hashem mean? Suffolk, Hashecha.
Hashecha means either it's Hashecha or it's not Hashecha.
No, you're doing something which seems to be quite a common thing.
What?
You have to translate literally first. Before you say your elucidation one, Shabbos, translate literally. Suffolk, Hashecha.
Doubtful whether it's night or it's not night.
Right. What does Hashecha mean?
Night.
You don't have a doubt of its skin.
What?
You don't have a doubt of its skin. You can look outside and see the sunset. What's skin? Skin means the sunset.
Well, I don't know if that was what I
thought, but... We don't know when it's dark, because from when the sunset until the three stars that you can see clearly come out, it could very well be it's already night time. It could be it's already night time. Because we don't know if it's yet night time. During this period, the Gemara says in Shabbos of Lamed Aleph, Isaiah Lamed Aleph, that one of the two, the Gemara says from the time the sun sets until the three stars come out, we are unsure if it's night. Now one thing we know is the sun sets.
Right, and that's for sure.
So that's not Sophic. So what does it mean Sophic and Shiva? Sophic if it's already night. So Shiva means night. So you bring your ayah, that's a shekha means night, not skin. Mask him?
I just kind of thought, like, if it was doubtful whether it was Pesach Lachavim or Shkia, then for sure you shouldn't be allowed to do anything that either it's Derabban Shabbos or it's Deraita Shabbos. But if you can say Safek HaShecha means Shkia, then there's room to be Mechadish Din, that either it's Safek Shabbos or it's not at all, and therefore we're going to give you a new Din, but you can't mic or anything. But
you have to learn your Shabbos for this. The Gemara Shabbos says that during the time of Inishmashu, Chazal weren't Giza, Yisuri Dirabon. Chazal weren't Giza, Yisuri Dirabon. So basically, that Yisuri Dirabon, like those were Shvut Inishmashu. They weren't Giza, Yisuri Dirabon, Inishmashu. So therefore, since it's the time where it's not Vadai Shabbos or not, they come to Mocha Dereis, because it might be Shabbos. But that's saying, What about Yisrael Rabbanon? Chazal only agrees with Yisrael Rabbanon when it's Vaday Laila, not when it's not. So Sofek Hashecha means, literally means, the Sofek whether it's not. So, he didn't mean it, but Hebevram, Hashem Rabbi, wants to bring it right from this Mishnah, the word Hashecha means night. Night? So, Asher Teshak means until night. That's why he wants to bring it right for that. We have to see if Halacha fits in this thing. So here, the Gemara actually didn't use the word Hashecha. The Gemara did not use the word Hashecha. The Gemara used the Roshan, the Kiddush, what he's saying. Let's have a look what they say back to Kufayim Adanis. He says, Zil Chazi, go and have a look, the Magdish Yuma, if it was already time for Kiddush. So as it says Chasecha, then maybe you would have a riot from your Mishnah. But it didn't say Chasecha, it said the Magdish Yuma. The Rashbam does use the word Chasecha. It says, have a Yosvet for the Alfer Shabbat, the Rechaba Ache, and it was dark. So if we're going to say like Rafi and everyone wants to say that Chasecha means until nightfall, could mean the Rashbam saying they were eating until nightfall, right? Well, Chasecha, they want to say from the last mission means nightfall. Could be Chasecha means nightfall. Well, that would be, we'll have to see, but not like the Rabbi. Okay. We'll leave that for the time being. So they were eating until Kiddush of Ayoim, until the time for Kiddush. If that means Shkia or Sifkam, we don't know yet. I said that if it's Rabbanon, then it could make a case to continue to disagree about it. Not it's Vadai. You were saying, I said the Ranolds, they're going to want to Shkia, you have to stop them. So you were saying, it's certainly like that, what's the son? Not like that. Right, that's what you ask. I mean, this guy needs to see. I said, no, it's only needs to jump on. You can make a case it should be able to continue eating after Shkia. The Ram clearly says not like that. Once it gets to Shkia, you have to stop. I'm just opening up the possibility that maybe people are going to argue on that. Maybe somebody would say you can eat until nightfall. And the Ram is Mukha. So maybe it'd be a possibility to say we can eat after nightfall. So what do we have here? We said there was time for Kiddush. So they said, let's stop the meal. The next Rashbam. The Nafsik, the Akira Shofar. Let's stop by doing an Akira Shofar. Okay, Akira and Rashbam. So they're holding our meal. Very good. Vinikvinu l'sudotinu. And let's start a fresh meal. Bishabto. So that's what they said. Nafsik will stop our meal. Vinikbe will start afresh by bringing a new table. Nishapso. Nishkovet Shabbos. He said to them, who said to them, if I'm not a Saba. Once again, we have these Shamosh, great Tommy the Chorin. Amalo, Loitzichisu. You don't need to. Shapso, Kovo Nafsho. Shabbos. Is able to be kivel the meal that you eat for itself. You don't need to start bringing out the table again. Shabbat Kovanasha says the Rashbam. What do you mean by Shabbat Kovanasha? Loi Sechisu says the Rashbam. Lahafik ba'akir sulkom. Kidei lahafil bin sudas chol. This is the Shabbat. You don't need to be mafik by uprooting the table in order to make some type of differentiation between a weekday meal and a Shabbat meal. No! The Shabbat you cover nafso! Shabbat has an ability to be given for itself. Lissudasa. Why? How does Shabbat do it? Shabbat Malkasa. Shabbat. She asked us to eat. Now already, even without Kiddush, she forbade us to eat. Ein lecho hefse gobe mizeh. There's no greater break between a weekday meal and a Shabbos meal. I mean, atmo studes Shabbos chashiva. Nivdelet misudes chashiva. mi'atma, independently on its own, without you doing any great change between the two tables. Mi'atma, independently, the Suda Shabbos Chashiva, Nivdelet, the Suda Shabbos Shabbos is considered different and separated from the Suda Shoyl, the Dailochem, the priestess, map of the Kiddush. All you need is priestess, map of the Kiddush. You don't need to do any great change of bringing, collapsing the original table, bringing new tables, benching, starting meal of fresh no. If there's a time when it's forbidden for you to eat, and there's a time forbidden for you to eat, then Shabbos, why is it forbidden to eat? Because it's Shabbos! Anything you eat now is going to be a Shabbos meal.
I understand. He still needs to take an action being forced not on the Kiddush, so his original demand to go out and take a look still stands.
Yeah. So their original demand to go and have a look was, regardless of Rashi, the Nastik Ba'akir Sulfa. If you use the word Nastik, the word Rashbam, if you use the word Nastik, Nastoka meant we're going to break up the meal. That's what they said. They said, Zil Chodi, Magdi Juma, Nastik. Nastik means we'll stop our meal.
Bench.
We'll stop our meal and we'll start anew. Right, we'll end, we'll conclude our meal and we'll start again. And he says, you don't need, of course you have to look if it's dark to know whether you have to make kiddush, but you don't need to be mastic. Most of the thing, you don't need to be mastic. You don't need to stop your meal. Mastic means I'm breaking up my meal. This is that meal and now I'm going to make a new meal. He says you don't need to do it because since there's an Easter now for you to eat, so Shabbos has therefore told me that everything till now was a weekly meal and everything now I'm going to be starting my Shabbos meal. Really, you don't need to break up your, you have to break up your meal. All you have to do is do Kiddush. All you have to do is do Kiddush. Put your map on the couch. How do you know that? How do you know this idea that Shabbos is Kivat last month? So he said that Oriah from Hilchas Meister. So Amarab Kishem Shabbos Kivat Meister. Just like Shabbos is Kivat Meister. What does it mean Kivat Meister? Meaning, if you were eating, yeah, meaning, I look like this. There's something called Kesimchas Ein. Something which, when we gave Kesimchas Ein, when I'm going to teach you a little bit about Hilchos from the Maitis, I used to give Mishnah Shezroi. Now I do Roshan Koshim Tayyus. But enjoying something which I instilled in the younger kids, says, Alok, you'll have to eat produce, you'll have to eat it, you'll have to eat produce. Alright. Meaning that even though you haven't yet separated from the slices, as long as you're eating in a haphazardly fashion, you'll have to eat the arah. But there's seven things which are kuveh aramaitis. There are makers that now you can't eat anymore arai. You can't eat anymore arai. For example, very, very negir example, you have a tree growing in your courtyard, in your garden, very negir, and it has lychees growing on it, and yeah, maybe six or seven lychees. And again, I'm seeing an example happened last year to us, six or seven lychees. So now, if you start taking Shabbos Maisers and 6-7 lychees, it becomes problematic. So an Eitzah, halacha is, you take one lychee off the tree and eat it in the garden. And then you take another lychee in the garden. But if your lychee, as you probably call it, if you
said, what is
lychee is English for a fruit which comes from China or something. but the Americans call it lychee. So, but the Israelis as well. But if you were taking even one of them inside the house, that would be now called Kivas Lamaisa. And you cannot eat that one. Not in the house. And even if you take it out of the house, it'll be off. Once it's in the house, and when they clip off, once in the house, that is Kivas Lamaisa, and you can't eat it.
It's created in the window.
Right, very good. So, what happened last year was, so we picked up one, and my kids, they're very, very tasty. My kids really, really liked it. And he was sucking it. And a 7-year-old kid, and he went in the house with it. So he's already half eaten and chewed, but the house is kivatsa maitzim. Not kivatsa maitzim. And therefore, it's now chayv and maitzim. We're going to start taking maitzim from the hot shoes. He's got a mission schinnach of being over in Israel of Teva, Teva's a very chomo Israel. So it's very chomo, a serious shame. So that's one of the things. That's one of the things to give us mind. Another thing is Shabbos. If I set aside the food with covered Shabbos, or if I'm eating my meal, alright, I'm eating something alright, and along comes Shabbos, then you're not allowed to continue eating it. Right? Now it becomes a Shabbos meal, you're not allowed to eat it. So Mela, that's the Kisimcha thing, the sin of the Kisimcha thing, all the different examples of things which are kaveh. One is you cooked it, it's kovosh, or you pickled it, yeah? If you pickled it, it's not something for shivit. It's like you. Another one is shin. Shin is the Shabbos to give out for Maitreya, for Mela.
So if your son is actually eating it before Shabbos,
and then Shabbos comes in, it would be a problem. Right. So it says the Gemara, just like, that's right. Just like Shabbos is kivea for Maitreya. That means if you're eating an Ari meal, once Shabbos comes in, he's now have to stop eating Ari, and he's now got doing Kriyas. So too, Kach Shabbos Kivah for Kiddush. So too, Shabbos Kivah for Kiddush. Says Rashbam, Kishen Shekivah the Maisa, third line down. Pierce, Achilles Ari the Shabbos, Achilles Ari. Just like Shabbos is Kivah the Maisa, that means, God Achilles Ari, this Shabbos Choshoi the Kevah the Maisa, although he's just eating like it, alright. But Shabbos is Kivah, the Gabi Maisa, like it says in Sechel Beitza, Mishum, why is Shabbos Kivah for Maisa? Mishum, that's a Oineg, since it's Oineg, it's got some Chashivit for it. I feel it's the Kolsu, the Dor Kevah, even a small little meal has got shame of a Kevah. From Tzvua that hasn't yet been Nigma Malachto, that means the Rashbam telling us here, that if it's been Nigma Malachto, you anyway can. That's what I'm saying. Nigma Malachto means it's finished the manufacturing process.
Oh, right.
So he's saying once it's finished manufacturing process, you can never eat Ari. But we're talking about here before it's finished the manufacturing process, whether you're allowed to eat Ari. If it comes Shabbos, you can't eat Ari. So let's read that again.
It becomes Tevel.
It's Tevel, yeah.
And then if you don't eat it,
then you
wait for Shabbos to still remain
Tevel, or is it all Shabbos? If this meal was designated for a Shabbos meal, then it's because you can't eat Tevel.
And after the injunction,
if
it wasn't designated
for Shabbos, it would
all be Mokshah then soon.
Yeah. So, where are we holding? The eating arai of Shabbos Choshvei to Keva is considered Keva in the Maitre. Regarding Maitre, where am I supposed to think so? Why is it? Why is it considered Keva? Because it's an oinik, and therefore I feel it should be called Shudido Keva, even a small Suda, meaning an Arabic Suda, and a Suda that's only what would not be considered a proper meal, but because it's an Einig, it does have a dinner with Keva. And therefore, says the Rashbam, Einigun Shabbos, the forbidden teeth on Shabbos, Kapila, Arai, even Arai, Mitzvah, Shaloit Nigma Melach Solomaita, from Tzvah that has not yet finished its manufacturing process, and in Kinisim Ere Shabbos, unless you say Maita before Shabbos. So just like Shabbos is kivas, the Maita, so to it kivas, the kiddush also little in my
sheikah. Why do you get those last words?
Which one? Yeah, that's what I mean. All right, you know, not allowed to eat Ari until you take Maita. Okay. So the Rashbam often writes extra, not such a question on the Rashba. One second. Let's just finish off this point. Kivas the kiddush shall also litrei me'achi ikach. Alma says the Rashba. Mishach hashechai chayi chashuva achilas Shabbos me'ela. Once it's hashecha, what that means, it's considered achilas. It's considered a Shabbos food. So, good aura. But why is he saying, first of all, he's saying, what's the comparison? What's the comparison between Shabbos and Maisa? Saying just like by Maisa, you're not allowed to even taste it. Right? So it's on Shabbos, one Shabbos comes in, you're not allowed to eat even arayz. Therefore, once I tell you that you're not allowed to eat even arayz, and you're not even allowed to eat anything, then I can see that my Shabbos obviously is a chest of itself, and then whatever you talk to is now called the Shabbos meal. That's what I'm saying.
The food chain.
What's the limit? Right, what's your question?
What is one happening in the other?
What's your question? Now, what do you see one to the other?
Shabbos prevents you from.
Let's start one stage behind. Why should you have to clap your table and start again? Why should you have to clap your table and start again? Right. I mean, you have to show this is a Shabbos meal. So if I can tell you that it's mukach, it's a Shabbos meal. Because you're not allowed to eat before you do Kiddush. See, obviously, there's a time period which Shabbos came in and said, no more eating. Right? No more eating. That means Shabbos has got an ability to break up my weekday meal and say no more eating. And now whatever I eat afterwards is obviously, if I'm now allowed to eat, must be now eating a Shabbos meal. Because Shabbos came in and told me no more eating. So says Rav Hamnuna, Shabbos has an ability to do that. Shabbos has an ability to say, that's it, you can't eat anymore. So just like Shabbos has an ability to have a mitzvah and say, well, I was eating now, but Shabbos said, no, now it's now more kosher food. What you're eating now is more kosher food. Why should it be more kosher food? Says Rashbam, because it's oinig. It's a Shabbos food. I'm not one eating Shabbos. I was eating my snack. I was eating my lychees, which was just a snack. Why is it a Shabbos food? No, because Shabbos tells me this is now a Shabbos food. So it's got some chasidus. It's got Shabbos food. So he says, I'm not a Shabbos. I definitely see it from Maisus. In Maisus, I see that while I was eating some, suddenly became a Shabbos food.
Okay, before it's nothing.
Right. So too, regarding your weekday meal, once Shabbos comes in, it's now a Shabbos food. It's not a Shabbos food. And therefore I don't need to break up the table and start a new table to cover Shabbos. Because Shabbos itself is. Shabbos itself has told me that's a Shabbos food.
But even without this example, like you're not allowed to eat, right? So then that is tough. This food is option to you. Obviously, we see the Shabbos and the power makes it up, so therefore we know it's settled.
But the whole question is taking away the table.
That example doesn't answer that question.
Yeah, it does, because the food right in front of you, the status of it is a Shabbos food immediately. So you don't have to take it away.
We don't make it away. One thing is having things up to you, and the other thing is the din of taking a physical action to make something to be kaddish. It's two separate inyanim.
It's not up to you. It's what it is.
Oh, what are you saying?
What do we mean to stop eating?
You're saying no, I'm not hungry. You have to stop eating. How do you know you have to stop eating?
What?
The halacha that you have to stop eating is this halacha. This is the makor that you have to stop eating. Why do you have to stop eating?
Well, of course.
So it is that since, look at the Rashba. Just like if you're eating arai, you have to stop eating when Shabbos comes in. Because now it's got din of keva. So too, if you're eating a weekday meal, Shabbos tells you, so also litim as sheikadish. Shabbat tells you it's kibbutz hanukkah, jihana peace, and so good is.
No, but we're stopping eating it because of kibbutz.
I was having a full meal. I even started my Shabbat meal before, and it wasn't Shabbat. Right. It was a real meal.
Then let's try and understand. You're very good at the alchemist. Let's try and understand. Is there anything wrong eating a weekday meal before kibbutz?
No.
Yes. On Shabbos.
When do you start?
Weekday meal.
I'm eating a weekday meal. There's nothing wrong eating that before Jesus.
You said a meal before Shabbos? You're not going to have a full meal before Shabbos.
Ah, different reasons. We're fasting, you can't, first of all, but that's just they should have a taiva and appetite.
Yeah.
Say that. You started your meal at the Hesa. Is there anything wrong in eating a weekday meal before Kiddush? I'd like to suggest there's nothing wrong. The issue is to eat a Shabbos meal before Kiddush. That's what this is. The issue is, once it's a Shabbos meal, you have to Kiddush first. That's what I'd like to suggest. If you're eating a weekday meal, you can eat a weekday meal. There's nothing wrong eating a weekday meal before Kiddush. But eating a Shabbos meal, eating a Shabbos meal, that's what's wrong to eat before Kiddush. It says the Rashbam, says this Gemara, we know, we've learned till now, once Shabbos comes in, you're not allowed to eat. We've accepted that note right from the beginning of the Sugya, the Kufam and Aleph. We learned that. Why, what, and how? Why was that din? We never ever really pinned down. This is our Sugya we're now going to try and work out why. So says the Rashbam, if we find that Shabbos is kivat the mice, that means once Shabbos comes in, even though you're eating it out, once Shabbos comes in, it's now called not just what I was eating, it's a new food of Oyin Shabbos. That means it's now a Shabbos food. Therefore, anything you eat after Shabbos is going to be a Shabbos food. So you're not allowed to eat it before Kiddush. Because you're now eating a Shabbos food. And Shabbos food has to be eaten after Kiddush. Not before Shabbos.
By the So, how do you know the Shabbos, we have license to say that. What you were concerned about.
You're asking a question.
I don't know how you learn out the license.
One thing. You're asking a question. First, I'm saying what he is saying. He's saying, as much as I find, I hear your question, but as much as you find that Shabbos, the Shabbos walks in, it tells you that this eating of your lychee that you're eating is an only Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Since it's got an only Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. It's not a weekday meal. It's not just finishing off my weekday lychee. No, this is a Shabbos lychee. And therefore you're not allowed to continue eating anymore, Ligabi Maisus. So too, any food you eat after nightfall, after Shkia, whenever it is a Shabbos food. If it's a Shabbos food, it's forbidden to eat until you make Kiddush. Just like Yahweh is Kivaz Maisa, meaning it's a Shabbos food, and you're chayav to take Maisa. Why? I was eating a weekday lychee. No. This is a Shabbos food. Shabbos food is a kind of maisa. So too, it's a Shabbos food. And it's a Shabbos food requires you to make Kiddush first. So that's the inside. From see if you're masking. There's the Rashbam. She seems to give out the maisa. So the beginning part, Pierce. Third line. She seems to give out the maisa. Third line line. Why line in Rashbam? She seems to give out the maisa, Pierce. Achilasari. You're eating an Achilasari. By Kivat the Maisa, the Shabbos Chosh Vois the Keva. Shabbos is considered it a Keva le Maisa. Why? Mishum Dava Oineg, God is an Oineg. I've been a Suda Kosul Dido. Due to the fact that it's an Oineg, even a Suda Kosul Dido. Keva, even a small amount of food, a haphazard food, food that you're not really sitting down to eat, but it's considered a keva, very likely Mishabbat, and therefore you can't eat on Shabbat even Arai. mitzvah shalining mamalach to all the mice. Having kinis and shabbos, but you can't even eat tare. Why can't you eat tare? Because since it's an oimik shabbos, it's kivayas. So too, kivayas the kiddush. So also litoy machi kaddish. So too, kivayas the kiddush. They are not allowed to eat before kiddush. This one tells me. This tells me you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Why does this tell me that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush? Because once I've told you that this is an Oynik Shabbos food, so you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush.
Why?
Because Kiddush is meant to be the thing that precedes the Oynik Shabbos. Kiddush is the din that you're mekadesh your food and then you eat it. So much of this is now being defined as a Shabbos food. So maybe you can't eat it. Says the Alma, Mishach Hashecha, Hichashuva, Achille Shabbos. Meanwhile, from nightfall, it's being considered an Achille Shabbos. I'm not eating a weekday meal. If I was eating a weekday meal, then you could eat a weekday meal and make Kiddush afterwards. Because the din of Shabbos is, that the Kiddush should be the thing bringing in the Shabbos meal. Just like Havdalah is the thing bringing in the weekday meal, the Shabbos is the thing bringing in the Shabbos meal. But who says the Shabbos meal? Who told me it's a Shabbos meal?
Look at
Meister. Yeah. Why can't you eat that, right? Because God didn't invite you to Shabbos. Who says God didn't invite you to Shabbos? I see my weekday meal. No, Shabbos, kivat asma. Any food you eat on Shabbos is a Shabbos meal. Oh, if any food you eat on Shabbos is a Shabbos meal, then you can't eat before Kiddush.
I'm only coming to teach them that they don't have to take away their table. Not a din on Kiddush.
Why did they say that they have to take away the table?
Because they thought that they need to bring in, they need to completely separate the food. This food is my weekday food, and I need to get rid of it, bench, to be done with it completely, and then I need to bring in Shabbos food. That's the issue.
That's what they said.
That's the issue.
Remember, even without you making big declaration that Shabbos food, there is Shabbos food.
Right, Shabbos food. You don't have to do all of that. It has something to do with
Kiddush. And it is Shabbos food. How do I know it's Shabbos food?
Because you learn out from Maestro. But that's the issue. It has something to do with eating before Kiddush, yes or no.
So why can't you eat before Kiddush?
Maybe you could keep eating your meal and then make Kiddush after benching.
That's what it is. We're going to finish it.
But the whole issue here is only about answering the question, instructing them whether that they don't have to load the precisu. You don't have to take away your food,
right,
bench, and bring in new food because you learned that from Maestro.
Yes.
That's nothing to do with eating before Kiddush or not.
That's what I understand about something I did. And just like we see by Mises, it's got a shame. Just like we see Mises, it's got a shame Shabbos food. So too, this got a shame. What to tell me it's called Shabbos food tells us two halachas. One halacha is you can't make Kiddush beforehand. You can't eat before Kiddush.
Okay,
That's one halacha. Because you can't.
He's coming to teach two halachas?
No, he's not teaching that halacha.
He's teaching a halacha about taking the food away.
Let's say again, forget. The halacha about not eating beforehand. The halacha about not eating beforehand is learned from Kishim Shekivaz Kastila. That's learned from this halacha. You're not allowed to eat beforehand because it's a Shabbos meal. But it says of Amnuna, as much as you're not allowed to eat beforehand because it's called a Shabbos meal, there's no need to take away the table because it is a Shabbos meal. As much as you're not allowed to eat beforehand because you're not calling it a weekday meal but rather a Shabbos meal, so there's no need to take away the table and bring it again.
I see it's just the point. He's only teaching them that they don't have to take away the food. Bench and start with new food and then Shabbos food. By Maestros, by teaching them the status of the food in front of you is now Shabbos food. You don't have to take it away, bend, and bring in new food.
Very good. So now look at the Rashbam and see. Look at the Rashbam and see if he says what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You could have said, look at the Rashbam, Kivat Kiddush. Kach Kivat the Kiddush. Kivat the Kiddush, what does the Rashbam say?
Okay, the next one.
Kivat the Kiddush.
can't taste anything until
it's eating. That's what the words mean.
Okay.
So kach kevat b'kiddush. I'm asking you. You could have read differently. But that's how the Rashbam says. That the reason why you're not allowed to eat as after before kiddush is because that pasuk, the kiddush meal, the kiddush has to be before the Shabbos meal. But who's saying it's a Shabbos meal? We see from my sources it's got dinner with Shabbos meal. But says Rav Menon HaSaba, and that's why you're not allowed to eat. Says Rav Menon HaSaba, if the true you're not allowed to eat, I can also sleep in there. You don't need to bring out a chicken or because it's obviously a Shabbos meal.
Just see the one.
He was telling them the one.
Because that's what they wanted to do.
He was telling them the one. You're right about that. But how he got to the one was from a different halacha. From the fact he says that you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. Why are you not allowed to eat before kiddush?
Because it is Shabbos food.
Because it's Shabbos food. If you see Shabbos food, there's no need to bring that to your table. He brought it from that day.
It's just micros about the status of the food, and it's now Shabbos food.
So what, if it's a Shabbos food, that's why you're not allowed to drink before Guinness.
I mean, I see the Rashbam, but it just seems like...
Who said it?
It's Shabbos food. Shabbos is called that the same status. What does that mean? That's not
Jewish.
Rashbam
said.
Rashbam said. Where do you see that from?
How's the Rav
say it? Where do you see that? Because it makes the food into my...
How's the Rav say it?
And you said the food becomes converted to Shabbos food now.
Right. But you're asking me how Rav saw it. I'm asking you what you're asking.
I'm asking, I don't know how you learned this out.
Who's you? It's Rav Amnona. Rav Amnona. Rav Amnona.
He said, this is where you learned from.
Yeah, no.
Are you learning from this? And now after you finish?
Let's clarify one thing. Let's clarify one thing. If it's hard for you, you can learn with Rashi, it's fine. You should feel relaxed. Let's clarify one thing. There's a Rav Amnona and there's Rav. Right? Rav told us a din, which has nothing to do with... Rav told us a din in the year, whatever year it was. He told us a din that you're not allowed to eat before kids. How do you know that din? Because he told us that just like you're not allowed to eat aray, maaser, tevel, so too you're not allowed to eat four kids. That's what Rav told us today. How does Rav know that? What's the idea of Rav? Rav told us, kishem shekivat lemaaser, kach kivat lekiddush. Meaning, you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. Those are the words of Rav. Rav Amnon is basing himself on that, but those are the words of Rav. So what was Rav saying? Let's try to understand Rav. What was Rav saying? Rav was saying, it's just like you're not allowed to eat without maaser. One Shabbos comes in. Why? Why? Because the Shabbos food, so too, you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Look at the Rashbam. Because of the oineg, look at the Rashbam. Because of the oineg, it's now got kevatri. So this is oineg Shabbos. No, no. Something which is a Shabbos food is automatically a keva. Something which... Food that you want to eat during the Shabbos time has got chashivus to it. Right? And therefore, you can't eat it without maaser. Right? So this food, which is designated for Shabbos, I want to eat it on Shabbos, I can't eat the aray. Because if it's a Shabbos food, it's kevah.
There is no aray.
Right? There is no aray. It's kevah. So Rav told us, if I see on the other mitzvahs, it's got kevah to it, meaning, because it's a Shabbos meal, means any food that you eat on Shabbos is a Shabbos meal. If it's a Shabbos meal, halacha is, you can't eat a Shabbos meal before kiddush. That's what Rav told us. Says Rav Amnona, let's try and understand what Rav says. Remotcha, let's try and understand what Rav was saying. Says Rav Amnona, what was Rav saying? It's a Shabbos meal. What, anyone brought out a cup of Shabbos? No! It's automatically a Shabbos meal. So that tells me I don't need to catch tables and bring it all together again to make a Shabbos meal. Because Rav said it's a Shabbos meal.
I didn't get the next thing.